Every Wednesday on Day to Day, we have a book segment. And considering the season, today we're going to offer the first of two conversations devoted to books as gifts. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates is here to tell us what she's planning to wrap up and give away. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Alex. You know, publishing's biggest season is the holiday season. There are books for every interest, and there are some particularly splendid offerings this year.
And I don't have to worry about getting the wrong size.
Which is an important consideration for having a low-stress holiday.
You've put together a list earlier. Let's hear what's on it, on your list, and then we'll come back and talk about some other things that you found.
For everyone who's had an English teacher who told us books are magic carpets to other places and cultures, here are a few books that transported us. Shan Sa's The Girl Who Played Go is set in 1930s China, where a 16-year-old female prodigy in the game of Go whips everyone she plays and seems to be completely invulnerable to all challengers. Until one day, someone sits down opposite her and demands to play a game. Bit by bit, we discover that this enigmatic stranger is actually a Japanese soldier, a spy sent into the midst of Manchuria to ferret out revolutionary insurgents to try to prevent a communist victory. The tale moves quickly to a heart-stopping conclusion. It's strong stuff from a writer who wasn't born until far after the end of the Cultural Revolution. For architecture buffs, Paris, Capital of Modernity, by David Harvey, describes how the renovation of one of the world's most beloved cities made it the prototype for the modern metropolis. Sandwiched between Harvey's essays on the subject are plenty of drawings, period cartoons, and photographs of Paris at various stages. For biography lovers, two showbiz beauties. Stephen Camphor's Ball of Fire is a look at comedian Lucille Ball, one of the most driven, funny women in show business history. Camphor's book shows, in heartrending detail, how everybody loved Lucy, except perhaps Lucy herself. And, in Black and White, Will Haygood's bio of Sammy Davis Jr. tells how this pioneer black entertainer's life was devoted to seeking approval from important white people, apparently, for Davis, the only meaningful measure of his success. History buffs may appreciate two thick tomes. Lou Cannon's Governor Reagan looks at Ronald Reagan's transition from B-movie actor to the governor's mansion in California, a journey that has interesting echoes in today's politics. Far from being the dumb actor many of Reagan's critics derided at the time, Cannon shows how Reagan schooled himself in governance and laid the foundation for his eventual presidency. And a book about World War II nurses, and If I Should Perish, by Evelyn Monaghan and Rosemary Nidal Greenlee, is a gripping account by the distaff side of the Greatest Generation, Army nurses on the front lines of World War II. The hundreds of interviews the authors did with surviving Army nurses makes for riveting reading. And Alex, so-called coffee table books are always a big draw during the holidays, so I brought a few that are very different in nature.
Okay, well, let's see what you've got.
This first one is by Joel Meyerowitz, a well-known photographer. It's an ode to Tuscany. Meyerowitz says he covered ground zero for several months after September 11, 2001. And he says that after that, he just needed something really life-affirming to do. And you can see as you look at the pictures of this that this is that book. Anyone who loves Tuscany or the idea of living in Tuscany or visiting Tuscany for a while will very much appreciate this book, I think.
I know his work as a photographer. He did that great book on Cape Cod. He does have a wonderful sense of light, and you see it here. So now what else have you got?
Okay, this is a different kind of beautiful. And speaking of Ground Zero, it's a very heavy book.
This is the cover shot is an atomic bomb.
Yes, this is a huge photographic book of nuclear explosions. It's called 100 Suns. They were taken between 1945 and 1962. And as you can see, these pictures really do have a kind of awful majesty to them. The photographs of these mushroom clouds really are beautiful, aren't they?
Some color, some black and white.
Mm-hmm. This book, which was edited by Michael Light, who is also a photographer, is a graphic reminder of how far we've come since we exploded the first nuclear bomb many, many years ago. And in fact, one of the reasons he did this compendium was he said that there are now over 100,000 nuclear devices that we know of and can verify scattered around the world. And he wants people to think about that, this kind of beautiful ultimate destruction.
Scary thought for the season, but okay, what else?
This last book is a book of portraits of, as you can see,
horses.
Horses, yes. It's by Michael Eastman, and that's what the book is called, Horses. And it just really appreciates the beauty and the grace and the strength of horses. And anybody who saw Seabiscuit and was the least little bit intrigued, and anyone who rides or just loves to pet horses or can appreciate horses, would very much appreciate having this book.
These are all printed in kind of sepia tones. They're horses mostly out in fields and pastures in kind of wild natural settings.
Mm-hmm. Very elegant book.
This could definitely go under my tree, or better yet, I could send it to my sister. She's very big on horses. Thank you, Karen. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates, and back next week with a couple more suggestions.
I will. Thanks a lot, Alex.